Welcome one and all again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 44. I don't know if this is a very special episode. I mean, this is going to be the grand finale, the sequel, the end of sequels. This is going to be the 150 billion Naya movie franchise. But before we get started, as always, let's introduce the cast. We have the most peculiar picture of Anthony here. I'm sure it's not him dressed as Spider-Man. It wouldn't surprise me, but...
I've got a Spider-Man mask on and a Batman t-shirt just to be crazy.
You want to compete with Dylan's Batman t-shirt and Iron Man head?
Yeah. Although my hair doesn't fit. I had long hair, then it doesn't fit under the mask, so it just looks weird.
It kind of looks like you're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah. That's not...
You could be a spider thug.
A short-sleeved hoodie?
Well, no, not that, there are short-sleeved hoodies.
Yeah, saying, girls.
No, the guys have them, too. I'm not saying I own any, but they do exist. But we're not talking fashion here. Joining us again.
Oh, but I think we are.
I think this is the first time in like 3 weeks we have Nicholas.
Yes, I've been busy being a rock star and having a job.
The life of an adult. One of these days I shall rejoin it. We have Dylan, who is recovering from his sickness.
Well, now I've got a cold even, so it's not going well. But anyways, hello.
I'm in that boat too, buddy.
Yeah. Don't spread it. I don't want to deal with sicknesses in here.
I don't think Skype spread over the internet.
Hey, yes. You've heard of a computer virus, haven't you? How do you think they get spread?
Fuck you.
I don't think Skype can carry sickness.
Well, now that it's owned by Microsoft, it's pretty...
Yeah, now that Microsoft owns it, of course it's going to get viruses.
So, it's open to all manner of attacks now.
See what? Microsoft owns Skype? No, that's retarded.
Yeah, they paid like, what, 800 something billion for it?
$8.5 billion for it. I didn't know Skype was worth that much.
It's gosh, not. They did it just so that like, Google wouldn't buy it.
Gosh, I hate Microsoft.
Just kind of special, and hated Microsoft, and joining us for the first time, we have Chris.
Hi.
But we're not going to discuss hatred for Microsoft. We're only allowed to hate my least favorite company at the moment, which is usually Sony.
No kidding.
But, as I hinted at the beginning, we're going to be talking about movie sequels this week. Partially because there's a ton of them this summer, but I think there's a ton of them every summer.
I think it was more last year than there was this year, wasn't there?
Again, it's very hard to keep track of because there's, like, I mean, in this week alone, we have The Hangover Part 2, we have Kung Fu Panda 2, we have Pirates of the Caribbean 4, we still have X-Men due out, we have Transformers 3, we have Harry Potter 7.2.
We just had Fast 5.
We just had Fast 5, Scream 4. So, yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of sequels this year, then.
There's always a lot of sequels. I mean, it's something that you have to... You know, you kind of have to deal with, I guess.
Since the dawn of literature, there has always been sequels.
I don't think sequels as...
Even Shakespeare did sequels.
What did he do sequels to?
He had Falstaff was a character in multiple plays.
Okay.
He did all the Richard plays. They're all indirectly related.
I don't necessarily hate the idea of a sequel. I mean, sometimes you kind of get a movie or a game or, you know, whatever, that you kind of want to see an expanded universe for. And sometimes, there's a lot of room you have to open to continue the story. And then there's other situations where you kind of feel like the first movie was enough and that you're just really digging the bottom of the barrel to get something going for a second or third or fourth movie here.
Shrek.
So, I guess we're going to start with Shrek.
Yeah.
So, Shrek is now up to, three sequels? And I think there's a spinoff this year, or was that last year?
Yeah, there's going to be a spinoff. Yeah, there's a Puss in Boots spinoff, which is going to be awful.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. I mean, if it's based on the last two Shrek movies. Not to mention, he's also had a Christmas special and a... There's another special he's had. I don't know what it is.
It was called the Money Grabbing Piece of Shit Special. I think that was the actual title.
I mean, I'm sure that was the working title in the offices, but
it's very accurate.
Yeah. But I can't. But yeah. Anyhow, Shrek's kind of been. Shrek was kind of a one movie deal. I mean, it had a great. I don't know if it's aged as well.
It really hasn't.
I don't think I've seen it since it came out.
Which is probably a good thing, because it's one of those movies, and this is the same thing I'm going through. Like, I was rewatching the scary movies, and this happens with a lot of parodies, is that after a while, after, like, that window of opportunity, like, it just becomes, it kind of becomes tedious, because a lot of references are out of date, and they aren't as funny six or seven or eight or 10 years later.
Yeah, it's the problem that afflicts a lot of the earlier DreamWorks movies, and, like you said, the scary movies, all the stuff, like, the Salzburg and Friedman, I think their names are, the guys who do, like, Epic Movie and those ones. They're just, it's the reference for reference sake, rather than making a joke and then having something in it, like, oh, that's like this.
Yeah, like,
it's a Family Guy problem.
Yeah, yep. Well, Family Guy's problem is also they just make references and don't really do much with a story anymore, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you watch something like Airfans, which is from the 80s, that still kind of holds up, because it's not just, like, oh, remember this was a hit in the 80s, we're going to reference this, and then stuff like that, where...
Yeah. Or like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's zombie movies in general, not a specific thing.
Yeah. Like watching, I think it was Scary Movie 3, they were referencing a bunch of horror movies and, you know, tropes at the time, and it's just like, 6 years later, outside of the situation, it's not funny. Like, who still remembers the Tom Cruise couch incident?
I do, but I mean...
Do you care that it's...
Oh, yeah, that no. When... With Kate Winnie,
yeah.
And he tried to convince everyone he wasn't gay and failed.
Insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, so stuff like that is why the Shrek movies kind of don't hold up, and it's just gotten to the point where they don't really, like, the first one mimic fairy tales, and the rest of them just kind of don't. I mean, I guess they've had, like, their Prince Charming, and they had their fairy godmother, stuff like that. I honestly haven't seen 3 or 4 in a while. I haven't seen 4 ever, but I haven't seen 3 in a bit.
Three Shrek made it. No, go on.
Tumbling, spiraling abyss of shite.
Apparently 4 is not supposed to be that bad, I've heard, but I'm never watching it, so I'll never know.
That's a lie. You've heard lies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had a friend that went and watched it with his girlfriend. I don't know why. But anyway.
And his ex-girlfriend now.
No. But, he did that thing where, you know, he's like, oh yeah, it was an awesome movie. I'm like, dude, really? And he's like, no, it was the worst thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, there you go.
Would you ever tell your friend something's a really good movie to just have to, just to punish them the same way you were punished?
No. Because that's really petty.
Mean.
No, because when I hate a movie, everybody knows about it.
Oh, yeah.
When I love a movie, everybody knows about it.
Well, that's kind of like me. It's like, if I love anything, I make sure everybody knows about it, and then I go to the extent to where I have to make them love it, or else I will not have... I will freak out.
Yeah. Yep.
But what if they don't? I mean...
Then they're wrong, Earl.
Then they are obviously. Wrong.
Like, people who dislike Punisher Warzone, they're wrong.
Oh, God, not this again.
We still need to have that discussion, but I still, I mean, I haven't seen Punisher Warzone, but I've heard really terrible things about it, and I don't want to watch it.
But it's so good!
Ray Stevenson was a terrible ball star.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it, I haven't seen it yet. I'm seeing it tonight.
Yeah, sorry. Next week. I'm just saying. The next week, then. But he wasn't that good of a Punisher either, to be honest.
Yeah, he was a great Punisher. He didn't talk, and he just shot the shit out of people.
Hey, I like the Thomas Jane film. I'm leaving it out.
Ah,
hold on. I know it's got John Travolta in it, being trying to be cool when he's not, because he's all old.
But he gets killed, so it's good.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't really have a valid argument for either, because I don't care about either of them enough to, you know, make a really valid point for why I like one over the other. I just prefer the Punisher more than Warzone.
The Warzone. Like I said, I haven't seen Warzone yet. I enjoy the Punisher because it's kind of, it's a brutal movie, and, you know, it's not going to be like a AAA affair, but it's fun for what it is.
Yeah.
Well, then you like Warzone, because all he does is kill the shit out of people and bury it in interesting ways.
Oh, you know what? Doesn't he punch someone
in the face and put his fist
through? Yeah, he punches someone through his face. It's amazing.
Wait, he punches somebody through his face?
Yes, he punches through the guy's face.
I'm wondering,
fucking fantastic.
I'm wondering when they're going to do, like, God of War movies, if you're, like, talking about, like, this. Because, that sounds like God of War material.
It would just basically be 300, but even more violent, right?
Kind of. I'm not in a hurry to see a God of War movie because I hate Kratos as a character. He has no emotional range. He exists in either anger or rage. Those are his two states of existence.
I know this is kind of going off of our movie discussion, but have you seen the end of God of War 3?
No. I've only bested God of War 1 so far. I've played the other ones. I just haven't got around to finishing them.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Just wait. The end of God of War 3 is going to be the most retarded thing you've ever seen. Besides,
I'd say God of War 1, I can't really... Oh, the Conduit's ending's awesome, but that is...
That was retarded. Anyway, back to movies.
Has anybody seen that, though?
Yeah.
Conduit's ending.
I heard about it last night on a podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's so awesome.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I did see that on the podcast.
This is another thing where it's kind of like one of those franchises that's like begging for a sequel that really probably won't happen. And I hate when people do that. Like they end stuff on a cliffhanger just hoping that they get a sequel instead of just
getting... I think the last Resident Evil film did that, actually, number 4.
All of them do, man. Yep.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I read the fourth one. This was like when they were still promoting it. That was supposed to be the last film. But then it went to number 1 at the box office the weekend it opened, so then they're going to make more, aren't they? And then it ended
on... You mean like The Final Destination and Saw the final chapter?
Yeah, and yeah. Paranormal Activity 6, which will eventually be there.
Is there a new Saw coming out this year?
They haven't announced it, and I don't think it's coming out this year, but they have said, we're going to do some more eventually.
Yeah, probably.
Gosh, why?
Because they make money.
It's a shame. The first one's so good, but they've just ruined it with sequels.
And there you go, sequels. The first one was good. The second one was okay. By the time the third one rolled around, I was like, this is just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that's where I gave up. I've seen the last one, but I was curious to see the 3D.
I stopped watching at 3. I stopped watching at 3. I just know that he's been dead since the third one, and they're up to the 7th movie. Or something.
Yeah,
like
the actor still manages to get in all the films somehow.
Yep.
Tobin Bell needs to, you know, feed his kids.
He's a master banner.
I'm assuming he has children. I don't know.
I don't know either. I just know he's already...
Maybe that's how he's going to get into the next ones. He's just going to have, like, children with his face on their head. That would make the movie creepy. Not just the deaths.
I always thought the dummy was kind of creepy.
No, what they'll do is they'll open the next movie with a girl reading a comic book that has him on the front of it. And Sawbill.
Oh my gosh.
That joke worked a lot better than I thought it was going to.
Well, I knew where you go with that, Ed. I don't know why they did that whole comic book stuff. Does that mean he has an open identity?
That's what I'm guessing. Like, does that mean everybody knows Clark Kent is Superman?
But if that's the case, why does he pretend not to be... Why does he pretend to become Clark Kent in the Daily Planet?
Because he's fucking stupid. Smallville is stupid. It's terrible. It's a piece of shit. And it's stupid.
Agreed.
So, yes, if you haven't noticed, we also watched the Smallville season series finale this past.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I did.
I just saw a bit of it.
You're only going to be disappointed.
Probably.
You know how they said the whole series being like...
Okay, yes and no. Yeah, he puts on the costume. you couldn't tell that he's wearing it, though.
Yeah. You know how they spent 10 years getting you to the point where he's going to be Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 10 years of blue balls. Just deal with it.
I felt bad for anybody who followed that show for 10 years, expecting him to finally fly and be in the cape.
I've watched exactly 2 episodes, and I'm still pissed.
You see, it does the same, and I don't want to get into a Smallville rant too much, but it does the same thing it does every season. It gets me hyped up about them bringing in a big Superman fan, like Metallo. They had Brainiac, they had Doomsday, now they have Darkseid, and they always ruin the character. It's like they know how to build it up, but they don't know how to do a good fight with them.
I was disappointed with Zod as well, actually, when they had Zod in it.
Oh, yeah. The Zod fight was kind of, that was on the rooftop, and he ended up going into the Phantom Zone, right?
Yeah, didn't he take over Luther's body or something?
I have no idea what's going on with that. Everybody takes over everybody's body at this point. But anyhow, back to sequels. I mean, horror films are actually another type of genre that just get killed with sequels upon sequels. Who has the most? Is it Jason? Or
I think it is, actually.
If you're including the Freddy vs. Jason, then probably.
And the remake.
Yeah, and I would assume 9, and then Jason X, and then Freddy vs. Jason, and then the remake.
You've got, and then there's Halloween. You've got Halloween.
Yeah, but he's not the monster item, is he?
There's one without
three he's not in.
Okay, yeah. There's also a Halloween without Jason, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
Michael Myers.
The original
idea for the series was it was going to be an anthology where every movie was a different thing, and then it just kind of got sidetracked.
Yeah, because, crap, nobody's going to go see this without him.
Well, no one did see it without him.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess...
Yeah, horror movies always have, like, an astoundingly large amount of sequels that are unnecessary. Like, the one website I read, they have a column series called Franchise Me, which is just the dude over a week or more reviews every movie in a franchise. There was, like, 6 Leprechaun movies.
I knew about, like, the first 3.
There was 2 Leprechaun in the Hoods.
Nice.
There was a Leprechaun in space.
Did they do Leprechauns Go to Manhattan?
Oh, man.
Don't think so, but
he
goes to space.
Well, I mean, space is... I mean, Jason went to space. Who else has gone? You go to space and you go to Manhattan to rejuvenate your career. So it seems. I can't... Is there any horror franchise that kind of just ended with 1 or 2 movies?
Not really.
No.
I mean, even Chucky, what, Chucky has 5 movies?
Requiem for a Dream only had 1 movie.
Well, yeah, but...
That was a horror movie.
I guess.
I think that's a different type of horror movie, but I get your point. But could you have done a sequel to that movie?
Yeah, but
somehow.
I would have
Don't give the end,
really
don't give the end away. Don't give the end
really
away.
Depressing.
What about the
remake? Really depressing.
Since the first one wasn't that depressing to begin with. There's even, actually, that reminds me, there's a sequel to American Psycho.
Direct-to-DVD.
Direct-to-DVD,
oh, that's disappointing.
Well, it's one of those sequels that are... There's actually also a tie-in or a spin-off or something like that. What is it, Rules of Attraction? Rules of Attraction.
Well, that's not really, well... Kind of, but...
Yeah, because I think he's supposed to...
is in the same universe.
Yeah, I think what they... In the movie, he's supposed to be his younger brother.
Yeah.
So it has that unofficial tie-in thing, but I don't think anybody cares. Let's see. Are there any sequels that you really, really just dislike or hate?
Oh, the second Matrix ones.
The 2 and 3 Revolutions and Reloaded.
Yep.
The Matrix sequels. Oh.
Yeah, I can't defend them. I don't hate them, but I can't defend them either.
That was actually one of the movies I was talking about where I think it's a solid first movie that they really didn't have much of an idea, but they wanted to expand it to a trilogy.
Yeah.
I don't think it works.
Great. This, you said these are ones you want to defend, or what?
No, you can,
or
I mean,
you
there's,
dislike.
You want you dislike or hate or never want to talk about again.
Oh, what was it?
The fourth Alien movie. That movie made me so angry.
Oh, that reminds me, since, you know, since we love talking about it, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, no, that does not exist.
Sorry, I didn't hear you then. Did you say something?
Here's one that's going to make everyone cringe. Transformers.
Oh, God.
Well, okay, see, I'm not mad with Transformers 2, because that would mean I had to really like Transformers 1.
I did.
It was a decent
Transformers
movie.
Transformers 1 wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
It's not bad, but it's not like such a great movie that the sequel ruined it. It's like, the sequel just got much, much worse.
Transformers 2 was an abomination.
Yep.
It was the Macho Man Randy Savage's album in movie form.
Hey. Do not insult Macho Man's album like that.
It was confusing. I didn't know what was going on. It was kind of racist.
Kind of?
Yeah, it was very racist, actually.
Are you talking about the movie or the soundtrack?
Yes.
The movie.
Okay, just making sure, because, I mean...
Both. Why not? Why can't it be both?
That's what I was curious. I didn't know if he's trying to do, like, both of these, or that it's just that bad and confusing. I had no idea what was going on.
I was arguing with someone on Twitter once, saying, do you know how the twins in Transformers 2, how they're actually quite racist? And his way of defending them was saying, well, no, because they're robots. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm actually having this argument.
That's
the robots. Yeah, they are. Okay.
Yeah, I would think that's why they are more racist, is because somebody gave them overt human characteristics.
Yeah, someone came up with them, didn't they? And they spent hours and hours making them digitally, knowing full well what the characters are going to be doing in the movie, from going from the script, and from like the voiceovers, the actors, quote unquote, have recorded for the characters. So everyone who's worked on them must have known what they were going to be like. So.
Seriously, I do not want to be the guy that, like, does the special effects for a robot humping a leg.
Well, you have to realize that he's probably made a lot of money for that. I'm actually...
Well, yeah, because no one wants to do it.
People gotta eat, son.
Well, I don't know. I don't see robots humping a leg being that bad to do. I mean, it's a lot worse things people do with CG.
At least it was Megan Fox's leg.
Oh, God damn.
I don't care.
I'm my own with that one.
Okay. About Megan Fox.
And we have Transformers 3 without Megan Fox, and I don't think there's been any signs of racist robots so far.
Yeah, well, Michael Bay apologized publicly multiple times for Transformers 2, apparently.
Good.
Yeah, I know she voted. Saying they dropped the ball or something.
Well, guess what?
He passed the buck on the writers
and
said it's their fault.
It's not enough, though.
That's the man who takes
the third movie.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, like, it's kind of like he's apologizing just to apologize so he saves face. But if you didn't think the movie was that great, why'd you put it out?
Because he spent all the money on it.
Yeah. But he could have trimmed some stuff.
Money.
I'm sure that movie... Yeah. I mean, they could have cut like an hour of that movie and the plot would have been just the same.
They could have cut all of that movie and the plot would have been the same.
But you wouldn't get
there
that
was a plot?
Yes, there was apparently.
Shit getting blown up.
I have a feeling he's
when it came out, I called it Titsplosion 2, the explosion in. Because it was just explosions and tits. Yep.
Can't fault a guy for knowing his strong suits.
The next one just looks like your standard alien movie as well.
Why can't you just go like to some underground porn scene and just like make action porn and no one has to see it?
Yes, that would be ideal.
Well, I mean, again, he makes a special type of movie that only he can make. Well, I'm not saying that I think he's the only one who wants to make those type of movies. Yeah. But it might be crap, but his movies make a ton of money.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But they do get shown everywhere as well, like even places that don't have cinemas, they still manage to get shown there somehow. So
because people want to see it.
Like box office.
But then you get to set up a sheet and then get a projector and project it on it?
Well, not to mention, like, I was at a dollar theater and I'm I'm like standing outside waiting, and I just see people walking up and buying tickets for it, and I'm like, seriously, there are a million better ways to spend $1.
And not to a lot of people. I mean, people sometimes just want to have, turn off their brains and see stuff throw up. I don't fall
for
that.
Game blowed up.
I hate that phrase so goddamn much.
What?
Turn off your brain. You cannot turn off your brain.
Yes,
yeah.
And by saying you're doing that, you are voluntarily pulling yourself out of any discussion ever.
Fair enough. But are we going to discuss a Michael Bay movie intelligently?
You have to.
Does anyone
intelligently?
Does anyone actually have a Michael Bay film they like?
Yeah.
Does anyone?
I like Bad Boys.
I like The Rock.
Did he direct The Rock?
Yep.
Did he?
He directed it.
Oh, okay. I thought. Oh. Okay.
And Transformers 1 isn't a terrible movie. It's decent
I like
fun
it for what it is.
Yeah. It's just he tends to. Like, I hate Bad Boys 2. I hate Transformers 2. Because it's like he does a movie well, and then he gets money to do a second one, and he just like, you know what? Make it bigger, dumber, throw more stuff up, and no type of coherency. Like, I think Bad Boys 2, they end up in, what, 5 different cities or something like that. I know they end up in Colombia doing a drug bust on a minefield by the end of the movie or something like that.
That's funny.
So, yeah. Who else is bad at hand? Oh, okay. Who's your favorite director at hand in sequels?
Christopher Nolan, because he did The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
But he's only done one sequel.
Yeah, he's got a track record of one, so.
It's better than most of the directors, I thought. Although, actually, hold on.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah,
sure. There you go.
I was going to say Spielberg, but The Lost World isn't really that good, so I can't
say. That other movie that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
But at least he didn't direct the third one. The director of Captain America did, so. Great.
It was that's actually better than The Lost World, though, so.
It's debatable. At least it has Sam Neill in it.
I'm trying to think of somebody. I mean,
I'm looking at my movies right now.
I mean, I can think of somebody.
The guy who directed The Wrath of Khan, and he directed First Contact as well. Does that count, even though there's about 7 in between those? I mean, it's the same director, and I can't remember his name.
It can work. I mean, it gets, Sam Mendes for the James Bond franchise? I mean, whenever they hit a rut, he comes around. Martin Campbell, there we go. He did it with GoldenEye, he did it with Casino Royale, so.
Two of the better James Bond films.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, granted, I like License to Kill, but there was that like seven-year period between License to Kill and GoldenEye. They got him, rejuvenated the franchise. He after goes downhill, he comes back. Casino Royale brings it back. Quantum of Solace, you know, depends on the person. Some people like it, some people hate it.
Everyone should hate it. Nothing happens.
I saw Casino Royale, so tons of it didn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense anyway, so it wouldn't have made much difference.
It does make sense, but we're not going to argue about Quantum of Solace here. I enjoy it. It's not. If anything, it'd be like a middle of the road Bond for me, maybe top 12.
Oh shit! I just thought of a good sequel director.
Who?
James Cameron for Terminator 2. No one.
Yeah, I guess he's probably he's making Avatar 2, which is gonna be shit.
That's the only thing about James Cameron is I can't respect him because Avatar was the most average movie and everyone worships it, and he thinks he's like God for it.
I like Avatar, but Avatar 2 is gonna be exactly the same thing, so it's gonna be boring. Even though like the plot. The first one, which everyone likes mentioning, and I think everyone on the planet has probably said this, how Avatar's story isn't original because it's like Pocahontas, but at least visually, it's like amazing. It's all brand new and it's discovering a new world. But in the sequel, it's probably right, just going to be another serving.
Unless you've read a lot of pulp sci-fi from the 50s and 60s, which he took a lot of imagery from.
Yeah, I don't like Avatar, but I'll give him... he makes awesome movies. I have Terminator 1 and 2, True Eyes.
He's good at spectacle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, again, yeah. if you can do that type of movie, it works for him. And he doesn't rush it. He doesn't take up projects just to take them up. I guess, you know, he's kind of earned it at this point, though. He can make his dream project. That doesn't always work out for people. I'm sure everybody has their opinions on the new Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah, well, I was going to bring that up. I don't think we want to talk about that ever again, though.
We don't really need to get into Star Wars right now. We should do a whole Star Wars episode.
Oh, we have a whole Star Wars episode planned for when the Blu-rays come out.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I know it's really late in the year, but I figured it would be a great time to do it.
Well, here's the thing about that, and we can just leave it at this, is just the fact that George Lucas wrote them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's that people get their dream, they get time to do their dream project, and it doesn't always work out as you would imagine, because sometimes probably they just don't know what they wanted.
Yep.
Good sequel director, Robert Zemeckis. He did Back to the Future 1, 2, and
3. Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
Nice.
Also, Guillermo del Toro, who's really only done one sequel, and it was awesome.
Hellboy 2.
Hellboy?
Yeah, Hellboy 2.
Oh, Hellboy 2 is awesome.
Everything Guillermo del Toro has done is amazing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Agreed.
And I really wish he would get to make At the Mountains of Madness, because a del Toro Lovecraft movie would be fucking fantastic.
Okay. I don't know if he counts technically, but David Yates, is that his name?
David Yates.
Yeah.
From Harry Potter? Yeah, I'd give it to him. All the sequels he's done have been progressively better and better as he's gone on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's done, what, 3 or 4 of them now?
It will be 5, 6, 7, and 7. Yeah, he'll do 4. He's 4, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. I've enjoyed, you know, Nick, I'm better. I mean, I still think, well, no. I have to see 7.1 again. I don't know where that ranks in my movies. But again, we'll do Harry Potter later on as well. Who else is there?
See, the thing is with a lot of sequels, they get the director to take care of it.
Right, everybody just spoke at once.
Ooh, I've got one.
Oh, you know what? Shit, I forgot. Del Toro did Blade 2.
Oh, yeah. Great
Which
movie.
Is the best Blade movie.
Yeah. That's not the one with Triple H, right? That's 3.
No, Blade 2 is the one with Ron Perlman.
Perlman.
Ah.
And the vampires with the giant mouth.
Yes.
So what is your other one doing?
Bryan Singer, because he did X2, which, like, amazingness, so...
He also did Superman.
Yeah,
Return,
definitely.
So.
Which one?
I like
it. The best X-Men movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is
X-Men 2 holds up really well, actually. Like,
yeah, it does.
It does.
A lot better than a lot of other movies, like, in between have.
Well, it was weird, because for the longest time, I liked X1 better, and I might have told this story before. And then I get them on Blu-ray, I watched X2 with surround sound, and, like, it just looks so much better, and it's just...
Oh, I think it looks better, and it's
like, man,
and it's paced slightly better than the X1.
Yeah,
and that opening scene is so good. It's like perfect cinema right there.
And I mean, granted,
I'd put that up with Spider-Man too, as like, and Dark Knight as like the best superhero movie.
Oh shit, the Sam Raimi
with
Sam
Raimi,
because the Evil Dead
Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, but Spider-Man 3 is half a good movie. So
which half is that?
The halves that don't have Venom in it.
You could just ignore Spider-Man, though, and look at The Evil Dead, which is a good trilogy, so...
Yeah, Evil Dead,
too. What was I going to say? But you said that X2 has aged better than some sequel movies in between it. Which ones were you referring to?
Superman Returns.
But I don't think Superman Returns is really that good to begin with to age that well.
I don't think Spider-Man, the first one, has aged that well.
No.
Doesn't hold up as well.
I think it's the special effects and the costume design.
Yeah,
like that.
Daredevil.
Mm-hmm. Daredevil wasn't that good.
Yeah, it
no,
seems
it
like
was not.
I mean, that's. I mean,
I'm outnumbered on that as well. Because I like Daredevil as well.
The ones that you don't think held up were all the ones that weren't that great to begin with, like Fantastic Four 1 and 2.
Oh, sure.
Elektra.
Oh, that was a typical abomination.
Speaking of Elektra, I guess, are there any spin-offs that you enjoy?
I know one I don't.
Which is?
Elektra.
Very nice. I was going to say Catwoman.
Catwoman's not a spin-off.
It's a spin-off of Batman.
It's a piece of shit.
It's not a spin-off of any of the Batman movies, though, is it?
It's supposed to be.
The character is a spin-off, but the actual movie.
But, I mean, that's sometimes...
It's not like it's a spin-off of Batman Returns.
It's not like a show, yeah. They were supposed to do that. I don't know what happened with that one.
Was it?
Yeah. That's why she was...
Really?
Why
is it
that terrible... That's why she got the final shot in the movie.
Why is it that terrible trash it is, then? What do you mean with the cat?
Wait,
remember Batman Returns, the end of the movie is like Catwoman standing on the building, like Batman does in Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was plans to have like a Michelle Pfeiffer-led Catwoman spin-off.
Oh, okay.
That never really came to fruition, I guess, because they changed, you know, everything around for Batman Forever and stuff like that.
Yeah. Ooh. Another spin-off that's absolutely terrible. Wolverine.
What? Oh, that's
Well.
What was that?
Naruto.
Oh, I thought you said it was like really well timed.
That was like... I can't even start talking about how terrible that movie was.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad movie.
There were so many things wrong with it. And then there were like people that are like, that movie was awesome. It was like, dude, you are not an X-Men fan. It was like, dude, I love X-Men. if you like the movie, you clearly hate the X-Men.
Did you punch this person through their face?
I would love to.
As bad as it is, I've said this before and I'll probably say it again. It's, if you watch X3 and then that, like, it'll actually be, it's still terrible, but it'll be like, a relief to watch that after watching.
I was gonna say, I was.
Yeah, because see, Wolverine is bad. Wolverine is bad, but X-Men 3 is boring. And I think that's
X-Men
worse.
3 is almost like a friggin' parody of it. Just watch that after the Bryan Singer ones. It's like literally a parody.
Yeah, X3. I saw that. I walked out. I literally didn't know what just happened. I was just like. It's like a six-year-old tried to see what the worst things he could do with every character was.
Has anyone read that theory that Hop is actually a sequel to X3?
What?
Basically,
yeah, I did see that. That was
exactly. It's like James Marsden or whatever his name is. Plays Cyclops, he gets, like, killed by Jean Grey, and then the theory is that, like, Hop is an alternate universe Jean Grey sends him to so he can be happy. Because throughout the movie, he's, like, thinking he's supposed to be doing something
That's
better than all this.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what to say for that. What else is there? I can't really think of any other, like... I want to say spin-offs and movies. I'm sure there's other ones, but I can't. Yeah, so moving on. Were there any tie-ins, sequels, spin-offs that you like?
Do you know which sequels I actually quite like? I was watching them again the other night, well, most of them. I think the Planet of the Apes sequels are quite good, to be honest. I mean, the first one's a classic. The sequels, they're pretty much franchise movies, but they're still... good movies, in my opinion.
Yeah, because they tell us a complete story. I mean, like, it's a ridiculous story, but at least it has like a beginning and middle, and it is coherent.
Yeah, and it kind of moves forward in a way, rather
than just
rehashing.
Yeah, that's the way the best sequels work: is they tell a continuing story. like yeah. a complete story in and of themselves, but they also continue from something beforehand.
So
that's how you have to do it. You either have to do Lord of the Rings, where you have the whole thing written out beforehand and just do that, or you look at the first movie and say, okay, where can we go from here and have it make sense and not just be like, bigger, better, faster.
Or the ones I really dislike is when you just redo the same movie in a different location,
like
which is why... Ghostbusters 2, which is why I hate Die Hard 2. I don't want to say I hate it, but it's basically Die Hard 1 in the airport.
I think it's my least favorite out of the three, to be honest. I quite like the third one because it's just Sam Jackson.
Oh, I already have the third one. It's my second favorite.
Driving around New York. That's quite cool.
Yeah, I think because how people explain it is like, you know, it gets bigger with each movie. In the first one, he's trapped in a building. In the second one, he's trapped in an airport. In the third one, he's kind of trapped in a city.
Yeah.
I saw the fourth one the other day, and I was just like, it's a bad movie.
Fourth Die Hard?
It's a bad movie, but it's so fun.
I didn't even know there was one.
Live Free and Die Hard?
What's that?
It was called Die Hard 4.0 over here for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. I think Live Free Die Hard is a better title, but I don't know why.
I think Free Die Hard makes more.
I was watching it, and I was just like, gosh, writers.
Oh wait, that's the one that's rated PG-13, right?
Yes,
that's not Die Hard.
That's the issue most people have with it.
You killed the train with the helicopter.
I ran out of bullets. Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of goofy fun. But yes, part of it is that it's not rated R like the other three Die Hards, and part of it is just like really over the top, even for John McClane.
It's so over the top. That movie is ridiculous.
The original idea of John McClane was that he was just a dude. He wasn't like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
I know.
Action
and then,
hero.
Like, in the
and then
one,
this
he's
one,
all like, I'm just doing my job.
He's becomes a superhero, basically.
Yeah, they put him in a very superhero position, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, but yeah, Die Hard 2 again.
I think goes along with the fact that it's the fourth movie where he's jumping off of airplanes and crap.
Well, I mean, it again, it goes back to, and this happens with a lot of franchises. It's like they try to bring it back, and they try to bring it up to the standards of the movies that's come in between it, but it doesn't necessarily always work that way. Like, I've seen, you know, like, one of the complaints I've seen with, like, the James Bond, like, Quantum of Solace is that it basically is a Jason Bourne movie with Bond in it. Instead of trying to be a Bond movie. Oh, that's actually a great
yeah, that is actually, yeah.
Indeed.
But they're doing more of them, aren't they? Aren't they doing more Jason Bourne films?
Yeah, but look out, Jason Bourne.
Yeah, well, because in the books, Jason Bourne's an identity that's kind of shared. But it's always been David Webb as Jason Bourne in the books. But,
Has there been any indication that it'll be, like, another person with the code name, or just someone different not using the code name?
I have no idea. All I know is...
He's going to be a Time Lord?
Oh, gosh.
I would watch that.
Matt Damon regenerate.
I forget who, but I think it was someone on the Nerdist podcast. Their theory is that James Bond is a Time Lord.
Yeah, I think that was Chris's.
Well, he's British, so he's halfway there.
That's why there's so many different people playing James Bond, because he just keeps dying and regenerating.
Yeah, I think they were having this discussion on Twitter last night about, like, the fan theories that 007 isn't an actual character, but it's a title given to a certain cast of spies every generation.
I kind of got that impression from Casino Royale, actually.
And from On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah,
On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Because that's the only time they ever actually referenced the fact that they changed characters.
Which is why
it's never
the best
happened
movie.
To the other guy.
Yeah, I love that.
But
so
what happens when they get to the 13th Bond actor?
Well, it's already been implied that Time Lords get more than 13 regenerations. So
yeah.
Aww, that's lame.
I mean, it's straight up implied in the last episode pretty heavily. So.
Which this one?
Yeah.
It was. There was a lot of distractions going on in the room when I was trying to watch that, which was pissing me off.
The chick is, she's like. He's like, I've only changed it, like, a dozen times.
Oh, yeah, and she's like 30.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean just that
hasn't happened yet. Yeah. You can't. I was actually kind of nice, and it was nice seeing that they had the old command rooms.
Oh, that's so good, that episode.
It was a very good episode.
It was an awesome episode. Yeah. I'm going to watch it again after this. But yeah, I don't know if I buy it. I just don't think they want to explain why Bond keeps on changing, so they don't care to explain it.
I've always figured it's just like Batman, where they're, you know, it's the same guy, they just don't acknowledge this crap.
Yeah, that's kind of, I assume they want a continuous personality, and they just say...
Because they
want
to keep making movies and make money, so...
Well, I mean, that's the big reason why. It's the same reason that Doctor Who has for generations, because the guy got old, and they wanted to continue the show, but... they found
the idea!
It was an original idea at the time, but it wasn't something that they came up with when the show started. It's something they came up with when he was even... and it's a great idea. It works for the show. But,
they should have done that for Indiana Jones.
But you see, I think there are characters who are so ingrained with the person who plays them. I can't see anybody else playing Indiana Jones but Harrison Ford. It's the same reason I hated the new Nightmare on Elm Street movie, because I don't see anybody else playing Freddy.
Oh, I didn't like that. I actually like Nightmare on Elm Street's one of the few slasher horror films I enjoy, and which is probably the reason I shouldn't have gone watching the remake, but I didn't like the remake at all. And I was always thinking of Rose Arch from Watchmen, because it's the same guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
just couldn't get him out of my head when I was watching it.
Yeah. It happens with Rocky, and it's sometimes because of their aging that you kind of feel for these characters. Like, that's kind of why Rocky Balboa worked. It's because you can watch Rocky 1 and then you can watch Rocky Balboa, and you can see how real life has kind of aged Sylvester Stallone. It wouldn't have been the same if they were like, oh, we'll just get somebody else to play Rocky in this movie, and you can direct.
Rocky Balboa is the only one I've seen.
I enjoy Rocky Balboa, but it's probably...
I didn't mind it, actually.
Sixth best.
Six? You actually like five?
No, it's actually fourth best, maybe.
I like one and two, but two's basically a remake of one, but he wins.
Yes.
I like four. I don't know how I feel about three.
That's the one with the Russian, isn't it?
Four is the one with the Russian.
Four is Russian. USA, three is USA.
Or as they say, Rocky ends the Cold War by punching it out.
Yep.
Like you do.
But yeah, Rockies are, you know, an interesting series like that. What other series have gone on with various sequels that we can love and hate?
Rambo.
Home Alone.
I heard like three different answers.
Home Alone.
Well, Home Alone doesn't count, because you can only like the first two. If you like anything else, I will kick you off the show right now.
Number two is pretty much a remake of the first one, isn't it? Except he's in New York.
It's still good.
I still like it.
I kind of allow that because it was a kid's movie.
Yeah.
And growing up on it, it's kind of like, I didn't notice that it's like pretty much the same one in New York.
Yeah.
Now you can watch it.
I've not seen four, and I don't want to.
Four is really special in that it's a sequel to one and two.
It is.
But I think, because it has Kevin McAllister, but now his parents are divorced. And I guess something happened in between, like, 2 and 4. It gets a year after 2 or something like that, and the parents are divorced, and his dad remarried to a rich woman on the hills. And no, I've actually never seen the movie.
Hell.
I just read about this on Wiki.
You were reading about it on Wiki? Did you Wiki it to save yourself the ticket money?
I don't even think it was in the block on theaters. I think it's a direct-to-video.
Yeah. Oh, shit, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I think so is 3. I've seen bits and pieces of 3, and that makes no sense, but...
We have it on VHS. Stupid. Scarlett Johansson's in it, actually, which is weird.
Yeah.
And I think Fred really Stewart. Is that his name?
Who?
The guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah. So yeah, don't watch. Yeah, so
I like how he still doesn't have a name, and he's just the guy from Third Rock from the Sun. He was an Inception.
No, that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Talking about the guy with the squinty, like the guy.
Okay.
That is French Stewart.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Sorry.
Speaking of sequels that are, there's word that on the street that they're making an American Pie 4.
Oh yeah.
Oh, confirmed.
Yeah, but it's definitely happening.
That's happening, which is kind of odd because there's been like 7 American Pies in between 3 and 4, but
Well, isn't it just called American Reunion?
Yeah. but
there's been a couple spinoffs of it too, like direct to video ones.
Yeah, there's been like six or something like that, and technically they've been continuations or whatever. Has anybody? I'm assuming everybody's seen the original three American Pies or American Pie.
I saw the third one. Yeah,
American Wedding.
Yeah, I've seen them three.
First one was okay. Second one was good. Third one was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. I was a fan of the fact that they. And it happens, and this is, you know, with such a large cast of characters, it happens. But like, the first one kind of had a focus on all the guys, and then the second one came around, and like, half of them didn't have any purpose because, like, Oz had his girlfriend, and I don't remember the guy's name who had the girlfriend in the first movie, and they broke up, and he pretty much did nothing for the next two movies.
Thomas Ian Nicholas. I don't remember his character's name.
Yeah, I don't remember his character's name either. Pretty much Jim Stiffier and I guess to a degree Finch had something to do in the next two movies, and the rest of them were just like, crap, we gotta bring these guys back, don't we? So I was kind of curious what they're gonna do with them here, but I've actually seen some of the American Pies spinoffs, and they aren't awful movies. I think I've seen
really awful movies on there.
I've seen Beta House, and I've seen, I think, The Naked Mile, and I think those are direct sequels to each other.
The most I've seen of them is when I've just been adverts on other DVDs I own. That's
actually, USA, you should USA or Comedy Central randomly showed them.
I don't get it TV over here yet.
And also, apparently Eugene Levy has nothing else to do with his time. Because I think
apparently
he's in every one of them.
money.
Is he the dad?
Yeah, he's the dad. But that's the thing. I could have sworn his dad had a career in the original movies. But he's like a camp counselor, he's like a coach, he's like a guy, he's like, he works in a university now.
Insert job we need him for here.
Yeah, it's like, crap, Eugene Levy agreed to come back, we can't get rid of him, let's just put him in some role. Speaking of random appearances, what's it called, was also in one of the movies, Shermanator. I think he was the principal, yeah, he's the principal of the school, the high school at some point. So,
dear God.
That reminds me, because they use it like a title now. What about the National Lampoon movies?
They're not really a series.
Yeah, I wouldn't
they're
really
not,
call
they're not a series at all. Yeah.
Okay.
They're National Lampoon is an actual magazine.
Oh, okay.
Because
I know like this story was that Van Wilder was a movie that wasn't that popular, and they decided to call it National Lampoon's Van Wilder. And that's kind of when it took off. Has anybody ever seen Van Wilder 2?
I've not seen the second one, no.
Oh. Harold and Kumar.
haven't seen some
of them. That movie was ridiculous, and the only reason I liked it is because it took place in a New Jersey that does not exist.
One that people want to visit?
They were talking about places, they're like, oh, the White Castle, Cherry Hill, and there's a cliff with a cheetah. I'm like, none of this shit is in Cherry Hill. There's no cliffs, nor is there a cheetah, nor is there a White Castle. I would know.
I was talking more about, I like the first one. It's more of Guantanamo Bay that I'm not a fan of, because it, and this is the same problem I'm having with The Hangover with Dick, is that it's a sequel to a comedy that knew it was funny, but now it's trying to be funny by just repeating the jokes they did in the first movie in a different setting.
To be fair, it did have awesome stuff with MPH, though.
Yes.
Everything with MPH in either movie is hysterical.
He's an awesome character, but yeah. And it's, like I said, it's the same thing I'm seeing with The Hangover 2 trailers. It's like, it's The Hangover in a foreign country. Yeah, I've heard that. I enjoy the first one. I just don't, you know. After a while, you just think they have a problem.
The Hangover.
Yeah.
I've still never seen it. I think if I watch, when I eventually watch it, I'm not going to like it, because I've heard that many people rave about it.
See, it's not
bad. Like, it's just kind of, it's a bro movie.
Yeah.
It's just a comedy movie. I don't think there's anything spectacular about it.
Well, I think the thing is, and I could be wrong here, is that we don't get many great comedies anymore. Maybe I'm just not watching the right ones.
Yeah, there hasn't been.
I don't think there's been a great one outside of In the Loop for a couple years now.
So
In the Loop was probably the best comedy of the past.
Yeah, I want to see that.
That is amazing. It is so horrible.
I don't know if it exactly counts, but...
It's a UK movie.
But it's about America, isn't it?
Yeah, it's James Gandolfini is in it. It's kind of related to a UK series called The Thick of It, which is also awesome. But it's like political, but it's more like mean. There's a lot of amazing insults and incredible cursing in it, and it's fucking funny as hell.
Speaking of sequels and stuff like that, we haven't touched on any of the Disney ones.
Ooh.
What Disney sequels?
Exactly. But,
yeah, there's not much else to say.
You mean the direct-to-video ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we including Pixar in this? Because the
No, they're different.
I was going to include Pixar. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. I love you.
Can we keep this off the air? Yeah, I was going to say the Disney director's video, and then we could talk about Pixar. I was actually looking at my DVD collection. I see like Toy Story 3 and Ice Age, and I'm like, we haven't mentioned those yet. But
Ice Age
is a piece of shit.
Yep.
Yeah, Disney, you know, like the Lion King 2, Lion King 1.5, Return of Jafar, King of Thieves, Little Mermaid
2. Return of Jafar is the only movie out of any of these Disney direct-to-DVD sequels that are good.
I really hate Return of Jafar.
Yeah.
I hated Lion King 2. I hated Lion King 1.5 even more. what else? 1.5.
I want an incredible sequel really badly. I can't believe they're making a Cars 2 and a Monsters, Inc. prequel before Incredibles, even though Incredibles is the one
I'm really excited about the Monsters, Inc. movie.
Yeah, I know, I'm excited for it, but it just seems to be make more sense to do another Incredibles film.
Ended on a cliffhanger.
I really agree with you on the whole Cars 2 thing, but I am a little more optimistic after seeing the newest trailer for it, because I'm a huge Pixar guy, so...
Yeah,
I'm still gonna go watch it. And there's a Toy Story short before it as well, isn't there, I think?
Yeah, there's a Toy Story short. And a new short called La Luna as well, so.
Ooh.
Cool. But before we talk about Pixar again, are you not a fan of an extremely goofy movie?
Yeah.
What?
An extremely goofy movie.
What?
I haven't seen either of them,
so I can't comment.
I like a goofy movie. The only thing with the extremely goofy movie is that it doesn't have any original songs, which is always a big no-no.
Were you disappointed, Earl?
Yeah, if Disney, no new songs to download. Well, no, I mean, it has music. It's just if Disney doesn't have original songs in its movies, it just kind of defeats the purpose of being a Disney movie.
True. Very true.
You know, it's an interesting Disney sequel in that it wasn't well loved at the time, but in retrospect, it's pretty important. Was The Rescuers Down Under? I like it. It's a good movie, but it's important because it is one of the. It is. I think it's the first Disney animated movie to use CG.
Wasn't that Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast was.
No, they didn't use the CG in the thing. They used it to. In Beauty and the Beast. Wait, Rescuers was before Beauty and the Beast.
No, yeah, wasn't.
But Rescuers Down Under was pre Beauty and the Beast.
Time for Google.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking this
I know in Beauty and the Beast it's the ballroom, that's CG, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Rescuers Down Under is from the '90s. Beauty and the Beast
1990.
And I think Beauty and the Beast is 91.
91 is Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, then 92 is Aladdin, and 93 is...
Getting Aladdin on Blu-ray!
One year, dang. Wow. I guess you're right.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary on Pixar, and they were talking about it.
Huh.
Wait, did somebody say Aladdin on Blu-ray?
Next year, hopefully.
Really?
I hope so.
Well, nice. I would get
Beast,
that.
Yeah, it should be out next year.
Hmm.
It's out now.
Well, The Lion King's out this year, so. Or is Lion King out?
Lion King's already out. I think the one coming out this year is the 3D one.
No, Lion King's not out yet.
Oh, maybe.
It's due out this year, isn't it?
Bambi just came out. I know that.
I wish Disney wouldn't be so anal with their releases.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Lion King is out this year.
If Aladdin is out next year, there'll be a trailer for it on the Lion King Blu-ray, which will get me all excited and giddy, and I'm like, ooh! like a little kid.
I wonder
kid.
If it's going to be item or just an add-in.
I don't care about the sequels. I'd just be quite happy with the first one.
Like I said, I like Return of Jafar. I don't care for King of Thieves. But yeah. And I guess we can talk about Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
Oh my gosh.
It's
and
one of
how
the best,
all
it's one
three
of the
are amazing.
In Hollywood.
Huh?
It's one of the best trilogies in Hollywood.
Yes, it is.
It's probably
I'm not saying
the
it's
most
the best. I'm just saying it's one of the best. It's up there with Lord of the Rings and Star
I would say
Wars.
It's probably has the most consistent quality of any trilogy.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, I have met Leon Critch.
He directed number 3, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, cool.
He was also editors for the first 2. And he was co-director for 2.
Okay. I'm keeping quiet.
You don't like them?
No, I do, but I didn't like 3 as much as everybody else did.
Oh, I know that, but...
I talked about that before. I respect 3 because it has interesting ideas, but I think plot-wise,
it's
unnecessary.
Like just to put everybody on the spot, favorite Toy Story?
2.
Number 2.
I haven't seen 3, so 2.
It's hard stuff. For me to decide.
I'm still partial to 1.
Oh, it was Lightyear.
Gosh. I'm gonna have to say 3.
Okay, so we have a variation of opinions. Has anybody ever seen the Star the cartoon?
Yeah.
The Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear Star Command?
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
It was fun.
I liked it.
This doesn't really count as a movie, but that reminds me of Tailspin being a spinoff of Jungle Book.
Jungle Book had a sequel as well, didn't it? Which took place like directly after the first film.
Direct to DVD doesn't count.
And wasn't it like several decades after, or am I mistaken?
No, because I thought it was the Jungle Book ends when Mowgli goes into the village, doesn't it? And I'm sure the second one starts when he's in the, or it might be like an hour after the first one or something. You know, when he's in the village with the that girl, because he's still a kid in it, Mowgli, I think. So it's not that long after the first one.
But I mean, it came out almost 40 years after the
original
movie.
Yeah, I mean, it came out.
It just sounds like Disney's trying to milk the idea.
I guess so.
And they're actually pretty smart about it. They don't release these things in theaters. Any other sequels that we missed out on that you...
Direct-to-video and direct-to-DVD was a really good idea until the internet came along and people could just download them for free.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can do that now anyhow.
Well, that's true, yeah.
For theatrical movies, but I get your point.
You don't pirate theatrical movies, but that's naughty.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What is everybody's favorite sequel of all time?
Dark Knight.
Fuck.
Or Empire Strikes Back. I don't know. Maybe Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Don't know. Shut out at once.
Last time I answered
this.
There's
so many that I like.
There's a lot
but
of movies.
I don't want to say the same thing as Dylan. I'm going to say Spider-Man 2 like I did last time. But it's actually really Empire Strikes Back. But rather than just say the same movie, I would say Spider-Man 2. Because I love Spider-Man 2.
Citizen Kane 2, The Revenge of Joe Cotton. Or did I make that up?
Citizen Kane?
No,
I don't think so.
I was making that up.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That was a complete lie.
Not my up, then. Shattered him.
You got all excited and everything.
Could I have a 3-way tie?
For you want.
Lord of the Rings.
Which one?
All of them.
Well, one of them can't be a sequel.
Well, technically, once The Hobbit's out, they will be sequels, so.
Ooh.
But it isn't out as of this recording, so.
Isn't The Hobbit a prequel? Do they still count?
That's what he just said.
The Hobbit comes first.
So yeah, I know that.
Does that make all the original Star Wars sequels?
Technically. If you believe
Star
in the
Wars
existence
has...
of this prequel trilogy, whatever that is.
Yeah, what is this?
I can understand ignoring one movie, but ignoring 3 of them.
Oh, I have many powers.
But...
So what is our Star Wars podcast going to be? Half of it's going to be people not talking?
Yep.
Half
of it will be prequel trilogy, or original trilogy. Half of it will be everything else that does not involve the prequels.
Like the video games.
Yes, the prequel trilogies exist. Moving on. Chris, what about you?
Probably Toy Story 3, mainly because, like, animated movies is my forte, so.
Okay. And I will just go with The Dark Knight. I have no problem giving the same answer as Dylan.
I'm gonna add a third one to mine. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Oh,
by the way.
Oh.
That's not a great movie.
It's a good, great movie. I used to like it more than the first one, but as you get older, you just kind of realize that it's a slightly bit more cheesy.
You get older and
gain taste.
I love
all three of them, but...
It's still a good movie. I don't like the third one.
I love all three.
Yeah, because when you're a kid and you see those movies, you're just like, oh, more Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And as in it, I mean, still like more Ninja Turtles. It's just kind of like, yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. But what can you do? So yeah, I think that's it for our sequel podcast. And hopefully next week we will have Eric back and we will finally do our Thor podcast.
For Asgard!
For Anthony, Dylan, Nicholas, and Chris, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 44.
For Asgard!